This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center drivers, Felix and the gang hauling the mail out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Facebook at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, we have Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
First of all, were you spared the damage of that tornado up there?
By about a mile and a half.
Wow, that's close.
Yeah, there's a lot of people hurting up there. Kudos to the power crews. You got the power back up in less than a day for most people. But a lot of people got some damage, and thank God there wasn't a bigger loss of life.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great, great, great country has been founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Mark in Clearwater, thank you very much for chiming in. Give me a little, let me look at this real quick. I just heard something like that a second ago, Mr. Mark. Let me know what it sounds like now. Okay, Mr. Frank, we have, of all things, Mr. Joe Biden blaming Putin for the gas increase in prices and not referring to what happened originally, how this all got started, with his Keystone XL pipeline stuff, where he stopped everything there. When are we going to get the truth out of these clowns?
Never.
Okay.
Has this guy ever taken responsibility for anything that he's done?
Nope.
No. No, I mean, from Afghanistan to Keystone XL to him trying to destroy the fossil fuel industry and then try to blame them for not producing enough, this guy is a blame machine.
Yeah.
He accepts none. The whole far left accepts no responsibility for what they do, for their irresponsible, damaging policies. They don't serve the United States. They're pushing an agenda. And then this is the overall arching problem today with our government. It's all politics. How long have I been saying it's got to be government over politics?
I don't know.
Politics cannot, 25 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, today it's, is it good for my party? And this is a problem on both sides of the aisle, but predominantly on the left. What's good for my party? What's good for my special interest group? What can I say that'll just get me votes?
Mm-hmm.
Serving the public be damned. You know, right now, we should still be energy independent.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If we were still energy independent, we could have pulled back on exports to help take the pressure off here at home.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't now because we've become energy dependent again. This is ridiculous. But, you know, it's got to be, we must pivot to green energy, Matt.
Yeah.
There's no choice.
Yeah.
We have to drop everything and pivot to green energy because that's the way we have to do it. Well, why, Mr. President? Because that's the way we have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me a reason why, Mr. President? Well, no, but we just have to pivot to green energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just stupid.
Elections have consequences.
Absolutely, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you and I have been trying to hammer home for as long as we've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't research who you're voting for and then get up off the couch and go vote, this is what you get.
Yep.
You know, the whole election last time around had nothing to do with, boy, I really believe in Joe Biden's policies.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at his policies and how it'll affect my pocketbook and how it'll affect the United States of America, and he is the superior choice here.
Mm-hmm.
The last election was about the cult of personalities, as was the one before it, as was the one before it, as
right.
was the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
They market an idea, they never follow through on their promises, and that's why we're in the predicament that we are today.
Absolutely positively right, and I hope to hell, folks, that you're paying attention and you understand that the reason that we got the high gas prices we got, and if anybody tells you different, they're lying to you, is because of Joe Biden and what he did. What he did the first day he took office when he nixed the Keystone XL pipeline and when he turned around, got rid of all of the executive orders that had made it easier for the oil companies to go out and drill. By the way, we got 9,000 permits and they're not doing anything with them. How about one-third of those 9,000 permits, they can't even drill on the land because nobody has done anything in the permitting process? Oh, well, you get it. All right, we'll be right back. Good morning with Frank Silvano. UndergroundUSA.com. UndergroundUSA.com. I am telling you, it's really wild. Drive careful. The roads are wet out there.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, Mr. Frank. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Newport Richey at Moss Nissan asking me to come up there and meet one of my listeners that just bought a Nissan, used or brand new. And it's amazing to me how they continue to get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. About 500 new and pre-owned vehicles sitting there right now, all the accessories you can think of. And by the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, so take advantage. You might want to upgrade your ride now or sell the ride you got and get about 35% more than what you thought you were going to get, because a good valued used car is worth more money than you think. Now, Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Yep, active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal of care given to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey. Plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And a brand new Moss Nissan coming in Brooksville, Florida, just west of the Veterans Expressway on State Route 50 in about a month or so. Now find them online at MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Newport Richey, well, their flagship store is just 40 minutes north of downtown Tampa. Save thousands of dollars on your vehicle at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. Alrighty. Frank Silvato, managing editor. Nope, I did it again now. Okay, well, you can manage my editor. How's that? Actually, what is it that you, what is it you're writing for? Is that the Underground USA, or do you have a different name for it?
No, Underground USA, undergroundusa.com is me, me, and me. And
okay.
That's it.
Okay, well, I keep wanting to exemplify the old days, but then again, it is what it is, I guess.
You know, it's the only thing different from the old days and today is the fact that instead of doing a network of work for other people, I'm doing it for myself. You know, this is a trend in not only the mainstream media for people who are tired of the corporate games that are being played, but in new media, people are going to forums like Medium and Substack. I'm on Substack. I just happen to have my URL over there. And it's about being able to not have to kowtow to any agenda that's coming out of the upper offices. Glenn Greenwald has decided to say goodbye to The Intercept and The Guardian and everybody else because he didn't want the agenda anymore, and he's gone over there. It allows you to cobble together a paper of your own. On places like that, you could pick three or four or five of the best writers that you've trusted over the years and get reliable information without needing to read about the Kardashians or getting the agenda from the editors in the propaganda rooms who say, nah, you can't really report on Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, so now you can go direct to the source in Chicago. There's a guy that gave it John Cass, who was here for a million years at the Sun-Times, and then at the Tribune, who got fired because she kind of told the truth and didn't kowtow to the leftist line. Well, she got fired, did the same route, went to his, said, hey, I'm just going to keep writing. If you like what I did, read me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where we are today, and that's why places like the Washington Post and the New York Times are having trouble selling papers.
Well, I'll bet you they won't get this story right, but some 400 Marines, 6 EA 18G Growlers, 10 F-18s, and some C-130s, all were sent to Eastern Europe. Now, another person said, well, they all went to Germany. And I said, well, they may have all gone to Germany, but that's not where they're going. And all I can say is, and by the way, these Growlers, that's quite an aircraft. Quite an aircraft.
Yeah, those are the Warthogs.
No, they're not. No. They're not the Warthogs. They're the ones that have all the electronic devices on.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that jam the other guys. Matter of fact, here's the beauty of it. They can be flying inside Romania and flying parallel to Ukraine. And if the Russians are anywhere in the vicinity close by in Ukraine, they'll stop everything they got electronically going.
Well, it would be a shame if they were flying those routes, wouldn't it?
Well, I think they will be if they're not already. Of course, now we're hearing that the Ukraine wants to mount an offensive while they got the Russians on the run and try to drive them even further back. And I say, let them go.
Well, I thought it was very telling late last week when what would amount to be their military chief of staff said, we're finished with phase one and we're going into phase two. And they started talking about just cleaving away the Donbass region and fortifying that. Well, that sent signals left and right about how hard their task is to try to just roll over Ukraine and how Ukraine's defense is far superior than what they thought.
You are so right. And they have been putting it to the Russians. Now, there's a lot of, and I saw this again, I saw some younger Russian soldiers, some of them looked like they were teenagers, literally, that were standing in formation, and some of them were getting medals and ribbons and that sort of thing. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if they're fighting with those guys, unless they're highly trained, and I don't think they are, that's why they're losing.
Yeah, it's, you know, reports came out that they were conscripting cadets out of the academies.
Yep.
you know, and where they do have training and military, you know, military academies do get you ready for it. Those will give you the experience. You know, so that's not a good thing. The other thing, they got groups like the Chechen, forces in there that used to be just rebels, really. Islamo-fascist forces that they've brought in from Chechnya to fight. How well coordinated they are with Russian troops, don't know. You know, they're battle hardened, but they're not trained in how the Russians actually execute their military maneuvers. So there's a lot, I'm sure there's a lot of disjointed things happening there as well. You can't bring in mercenary forces and expect them to gel with your national militaries. That said, you can't, you know, while you may have disjointed issues in your military planning and executions, you can't take away from the determination, the training, the fighting prowess of the Ukrainian people. So yeah, I don't think Putin saw this coming. I thought he was going to be able to roll right into Main Street Kyiv and be done with it. I just think this surprised him.
I totally agree with you, and I think you're absolutely right, and I think he's very surprised over what's happened. Very surprised.
Well, prayers still to the Ukrainian people. One thing I do want to ask people to keep in mind is, even though we're in the Ukrainians' corner because they were unjustly attacked by Vladimir Putin, no matter what the catalyst, Putin may have a point about, hey, I don't need NATO's on my border, and you shouldn't be questing for that. I get that argument. But we have to keep in mind that now that we are supporting Ukraine, we also have to demand that when they survive, they clean up their governmental act.
Yeah.
Because the government over there was never the squeakiest clean government. It was one of the most corrupt governments on the planet.
Yeah.
So if we're going to stand up and say, we've got your back, we need to expect something in return. And that means that corruption ends.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget that Hunter Biden reportedly got $4.8 million for a transaction that he directed that way with the Chinese buying oil from Ukraine about 2014.
When they get into the relationship and how Hunter Biden got paid from entities in Ukraine and all of the grifting that the Biden family did using Ukraine as a conduit, you could fill books.
You want to stick around for another segment?
You got it.
All right. Frank's going to be here for another segment. And if you folks want to opine or ask any questions, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. You might miss something.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As more evidence from Hunter Biden's laptop surfaces, the White House defends President Biden's claim that his son Hunter Biden did not make any money from Communist China and did not do anything unethical with his business dealings overseas.
We absolutely stand by the president's comment, and I would point you to the reporting on this that we gave to the Washington Post, who worked on this story. But as you know, I don't speak for Hunter Biden, so there's not more I can say on that.
The Washington Post confirms several reports that a Chinese energy conglomerate paid nearly $5 million to Hunter Biden and President Biden's brother. Most Russian forces have withdrawn from Chernobyl, the site of the world's worst nuclear disaster in April of 1986. Russia's invading force handed control over to Ukraine personnel. Ukraine's Energotom Energy said the Russian occupiers received significant doses of radiation in the soil from the 86 meltdown and panicked at the first sign of illness. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty. You got a double treat there, Frank Salvato with his liner. Now, mark your calendars today, April 1st, 5 p.m. It all starts, and it goes through April the 4th at 9 p.m. Now, the biggest rally of 2022, it's called the Let's Go Brandon Rally, and the website is letsgobrandonrally.org. Now, you can go over to the website and see the people that are going to be there. They have 18 Make America Great Again people that are going to be talking. First of all, Lee Dundas from America's Frontline Doctors, Dr. David Martin, who's going to be exposing the COVID lies. Jack Maxey, who's the computer repair guy who revealed Hunter Biden's laptop scandal, and more. Get your tickets right now at letsgobrandonrally.org, or you can buy them at the door, letsgobrandonrally.org. They have one-day tickets. They have two-day tickets. They have the four-day event tickets, whatever you want to do. You can get tickets with food. You can get tickets without food. You can get tickets with door prize, whatever. There's several different ways to buy your tickets, attend in person, or you can stream the event online. So, coming up today, April the 1st, 5 p.m., Brandon, Florida. It's the letsgobrandonrally.org website. Don't wait. Get your tickets, and I'll see you there on Saturday. Now, the phone number, if you want to call them, is 813-444-4800. And this is all going to be at the Sheraton Tampa Brandon Hotel on Princess Palm Avenue in Tampa. letsgobrandonrally.org. Check it out. Hope to see you there tomorrow. All right, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com is with us. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, not to be outdone, I think I'll do this story next. Maxine Waters told the homeless people at a housing voucher event to go home. And somebody shouted right up our window and said, we don't have a home.
Yeah. This woman is demonstrating the heights of her intellect here in the middle of her opportunism. If I read the story correctly, she was almost trying to co-opt that event to her own opportunism.
Mm-hmm.
When she showed up here and tried to pretend that it was something that she was putting on all herself. The authority of the housing voucher program down there says the first time he's ever talked to her.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of an arrogance and audacity just to show up and try to coattail on something like this.
Mm-hmm.
The stupidity of telling homeless people to go home, that speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the story here that really should be amplified, that I don't think is going to get any feet because the mainstream media just doesn't cover Maxine Waters for whatever reason,
mm-hmm.
is that after it started to get raucous, when the people who were in line for the housing vouchers who had no homes started to call her on her idiocy, and she looked at an LA Times reporter and says, and if you cover this, you're going to have consequences.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell is Maxine Waters to tell a reporter what they can and cannot report on? This should be at least an above the fold front page side item,
mm-hmm.
about not only her stupidity but her attempt to coerce the media.
Yeah, yeah, she's a queen bee. Remember that.
Well, and she's a queen bee that doesn't live in her district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true too.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that I'm still kind of slack jawed at the fact that all the Republicans in the House. And as well as many of the Democrats aren't saying, why are you here?
Mm-hmm.
How did you, how do you represent a place you don't even live in? You don't even have residency in your district. How are you here?
Yeah.
How are you seated? How did you get on the ballot?
Yeah.
You know, but nobody wants to ask that question or if it's, you know, California, they're never going to answer the question about why she's on the ballot because they just don't seem to care to play by the rules.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
maybe
she can go home. Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
Now, do you remember Chris Wallace?
I think I remember somebody who used to have credibility over at Fox by that name, but he's not there anymore.
Well, Chris Wallace is over at CNN, and he's supposed to be the superstar of their streaming service. Now, CNN's new streaming service, starring Chris Wallace, is on the verge of collapse. Why?
It's a shame.
Nobody's watching.
No, you can't destroy the credibility of a news network and think that if you pick off somebody who's taken a sharp left turn in recent performance is going to help your ratings. You know, people who were watching Chris Wallace over at Fox enjoyed the fact that he actually delivered some hard-hitting questions. And this is sometime in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, about a year, year and a half, 2 years before he left Fox, he took a very hard left turn in running interference for the powers that be on the center left and in the far left.
Mm-hmm.
Even his ratings at Fox were starting to hit the cellar.
Yep.
So, you know, what did CNN think they were picking off? Tucker Carlson? Who?
I don't know.
You know, so you can't hang your shingle on Chris Wallace. It was a bad pickup. He exposed himself for what he really is, and that's a leftist. You know, you've got people who were demonized over there who've gone on to their own individual endeavors who have survived because they've been true to their audiences, and the ratings weren't down. You look at Bill O'Reilly does very well over at his entity. Megyn Kelly's doing fantastic at hers.
Mm-hmm.
And those are people who the left tried to destroy. But Chris Wallace, he walked into a buzzsaw by himself. So
mm-hmm.
Okay, CNN. I don't know who your talent acquisition guy is, but maybe that's the person you need to get rid of.
By the way, as many as 18,000 migrants a day could soon be crossing the southern border once Title 42 is lifted, according to the DHS.
Well, let's look back and see, who does the Biden administration blame for this? They've got a Rolodex full of people that they blame for everything. So the southern border thing, the illegal immigration thing, and it's white supremacy, isn't that? Is that the blame game that they're playing there with that one? Or,
a little bit.
Or it's got to be, or Trump, maybe it was Trump because he was so divisive. You almost get confused on who they want to blame for the things that they create themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, we all know about...
Southern inviting people officially on foreign soil to come on, just don't say anything. Come on, you can come up and get free stuff, trust me, just come on. You know, it can't be your fault, it's got to be somebody else.
Now, we all know about inflation, right?
And everybody's getting a crash course.
And inflation gauge is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve, jumped 6.4% in February compared to a year ago. Now with sharply higher prices for food, gasoline, and other necessities squeezing Americans' finances. Now, just recently, they did the budget for 2023 and figured the inflation rate was going to be 2.9% in the 2023 federal budget. What are they smoking?
Yeah, that's Disneyland numbers, and nobody's signing up to go to Disneyland these days.
Nope, you know, they're not.
People need to understand that the inflation that we're feeling now was self-inflicted. The Federal Reserve should have been doing their job a long time ago. This goes back to 2008 and the economic crisis there, when the Obama administration just devastated the housing market.
Yeah.
Okay, we've never recovered from that because all they did was print money. You can't just print money. You can't do it. And then when you leave interest rates down to zero, where the only way to go is in the negative numbers, which, you can't do that. So the Federal Reserve mishandled the economy in a grand way and set us up for today.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you hear them come out and talk about their forecasts and the pain that we're going to have to feel, once again, you're listening to entities that don't take the blame for what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the last people that you want to have manhandling your decentralized cryptocurrency. They shouldn't have a damn thing to say about that sphere at all, because they're just going to try to destroy it like they destroyed the value of the U.S. dollar.
Yes, yes, and yes. Well, Mr. Frank, the end of the week is upon us. I look forward to talking to you on Monday. Thank goodness you're safe, because I saw where that tornado hit, and I was saying, uh-oh.
We're good.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend, my friend.
Stay low.
All right. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, UndergroundUSA.com. We'll be right back with more. Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Who was that masked man, I say? Who was that masked man? Oh, wait a minute. It was Jeff in Sarasota. And right now we got the Sports Zone quarterback, Mr. Insurance Guy, Patrick Hyland. Hey, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce.
You got too many titles.
Yeah, I probably do. But that's okay. Hey, I've been doing it for 30 years, so radio for 20 and insurance.
Wait a minute. I didn't know you were that old.
Yeah, unfortunately, Captain.
All right, well, listen, we've got to go there. I'll tell you what transpired this week in Tampa is just nothing short of phenomenal. Here, everybody in Tampa was excited that Brady was coming back, looking forward to putting another team together, and all of a sudden, boom, Bruce Arians decides he's going to retire, but he's not really retiring. He's going into the front office. I think I know the story behind that because he was having some health issues in the last few years. And you've got Todd Bowles, who's a guy that probably should have been a head coach somewhere else sooner, but he's going to be the head coach, and away we go.
Well, that's it. I think Todd, a great defensive mind, great defensive coordinator. He held the Kansas City Chiefs to 9 points in that Super Bowl game, his team and his scheme. So the man has defensive capabilities to make it happen. Now they need to work on some things in the secondary again, and get the signals on page, they could have been in the Super Bowl again, you know, or at least the NFC Championship game if they would have beat the Rams. But it didn't happen, and we'll see if it gets better this year. Yeah, I think Bruce just realized, hey, man, do I want another grind? You know, he was tempted to almost retire last year.
Yes.
Because of health reasons, you're right, in the grind of it. And just say, hey, I want it all. I can go out on the top. And he said, I think we could go two in a row. And he was right. They really had a realistic shot. Now, can they get the same level this year? We'll see. I think Tom Brady and Byron Leftwich were pretty much running that offense anyway. And Bruce was overseeing everything. And Tom was doing the defensive schemes. Now, Todd will still be calling the defensive schemes this year, so that will be interesting to see how this plays out. Because now, when you're head coach and you're calling the defensive scheme, you know, as you just said, too many titles sometimes. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be interesting, and I look forward to seeing what happens, because I think, if anything, I don't think the team has changed all that much. I think the concept behind the winning team is still there. And I think Brady has got pretty much the nucleus around him that he's looking at. Might be another change or so. But let me ask you about this question. Doug Peterson and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, sir.
What the heck can we expect there?
Well, Doug's a great coach. He's the one who, you know, was the
Super
head coach
Bowl.
Of the East. Beat the New England Patriots in a big time shootout game. Mm-hmm. No, Doug's a good coach. You know, he's been around the league a long time. He's backed up some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. So we'll see how that all plays out. I'm hoping Jacksonville can regain. You know, Florida's a great place to live and retire, and also no state tax. These guys, you know, love coming to play here if it's a winning team. So Jacksonville has that going for them. So we'll see if they can, you know, get it going, to say the least. How about Duke and North Carolina tomorrow at 8:50?
Oh my goodness! I know people that have canceled events so they can watch that game.
Oh yeah! It's going to be a big one. I mean, how crazy is it? Two colleges less than 15 miles from each other. Okay, North Carolina's been to the Final Four 20 times. Duke 16 times. North Carolina has 5 NCAA titles. Duke has 4. They win the next 2 games, they're at 5, just like their rivals across town, we'll call it. So, pretty unique story, to say the least, Captain. We'll know tomorrow night about 10:45 who's going to play Monday night out of those two.
Yep.
And then so we'll know beforehand between Kansas and Villanova. But it's really turned out to be a great tournament, a great
Yeah, when you got games like that.
Oh, yeah, man. It's all worked out very well. So, speaking about basketball, I want to do a shout-out to Tim Hardaway and Ginobili, both great basketball players who will be going into the Basketball Hall of Fame. And also George Karl, great coach, captain. He's been with several teams, took the Supersonics, Seattle Supersonics, can you believe it? Seattle Supersonics. To the NBA title.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be going in too. So congratulations to those gentlemen. Now, back to football a little bit. Wagner, okay, he signed a 5-year deal with the Rams. He is a great defensive back.
Oh, the big what was he?
He's a linebacker.
From the Seahawks, right?
Yes, he's from the Seahawks, and then he's going with the Rams. He's a linebacker who plays like, for people who know, Rondé Barber, more of a guy who covers the whole field. So should be real, real interesting. The Rams keep getting better, so the Bucks are going to have to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. And some other teams in the NFC are fading, too. So it's going to be really tight to get to the show this year, the Super Bowl.
Now, I want to talk about Albert Pujols for a minute. We'll do something else. Pujols got his first spring hit for the Cardinals. His wife was undergoing brain surgery at the time, and he's agreed to play 1 year with the Cardinals and then retire at the end of the year.
Wow. Man, I hope his wife's okay. I mean, that's the main thing, and, geez, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, they've come a long way in the medical field with doing things, you know, with brain surgery to where you can, you know, live your life normally after it. So that's going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he went back to the Cardinals. That's a great thing. That's where he started the machine. And I hope she's good. He plays out the year, does relatively well.
Okay.
The Cardinals do something this year.
Now, we're gonna have to move on because I got a caller on the line. So tell us how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. My name's Patrick Highland. As Captain just told you, the insurance coach. I can help you out with any insurance. I can help out the veterans with anything they need. Please give me a call at 813-966-1052. I can save you money in a lot of ways. It's always good to get a second opinion. And I like to design plans, as Captain knows. I just don't try to sell you something. I design what's best for you. So let me design the best plan for you. Let me look to see what you currently have and see if we can design something better for you so you get what you want and make the program work best for you. Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. Everybody have a safe weekend.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. You take care. Okay, Patrick Highland, Sports Zone quarterback. Now, let me cue this up. There it is. They're going to cue this up. So I'm going to play this, and then our telephone caller will be on the phone.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
You're on.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald, do we have our list of MAGA supporters? I hear Tillis in North Carolina. So Tillis is another fake Republican over there in North Carolina. Where's our MAGA House members that were? Where's that list at so the American people can see? And you see Project Veritas exposed the January 6th Rosenberg at the New York Times. Did you see Project Veritas? If you have any money, give them $10, okay? Because that guy James O'Keefe, he's another one of the few that I would have with us, okay? Let me tell Joe Biden, who said lynching. No, it's called hanging, okay? We used to have the death penalty, okay? And if George Washington was president, all 97 new senators would be hung for treason for voting for this left-wing hack on the Supreme Court, okay? And she's so far left, it's a disgrace.
Right, you got 10 seconds.
That's the bottom line right here, okay? Let's get to work to change the country. And by the way, it's called a death penalty, and it's not called lynching. And that's what we should have if you shoot at a cop. Let's get to work to change.
Thank you very much. Okay, Todd in Tampa. Now, I want to remind everybody to check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So give them a call, 941-922-2345. Speak to Jill, 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. All right, folks, that's the end of a regular weekly segment. Tonight we got the weekend edition coming on. And don't forget, tomorrow I will be over at the Let's Go Brandon rally. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.